This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The evil in the world has never been a logical way to disprove God's existence. Listen to that again. The evil in this world has never been a logical way to disprove God's existence. However, I take a different approach to discussing evil. I said to Dimitri, "You're right. There is a so-called God who is angry, whom you ought not to serve. The Bible calls him the God of this age." Do you want to see in Scripture what it says about it? Dimitri suddenly became interested. I opened the Bible to 2 Corinthians 4, where Paul says, "And even if the gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age, Satan, has blinded the minds of unbelievers." Did you catch that? "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ." As usual, after reading this verse, I waited for Dimitri's response, which wasn't very detailed. Then I told him that I used to serve that God, the God of this age. I went through strong depression, and drugs and alcohol had taken a toll on me until I knew that I needed God to save me. I had heard about Jesus before, but I wasn't interested because I didn't want to abandon my sin. Somebody came here just to hear that sentence, and I really mean that. Listen to that again. I didn't want to abandon my sin, and that's why I was never interested in Jesus, even when I'd heard about him. I didn't want to abandon my sin. I didn't understand until later that I'd been serving the God of this age, but as my condition worsened with the alcohol, the drugs, and the depression, I knew that I needed God, the real and one true God in my life. I believed that Jesus' sacrifice was the only possible atonement for my sin, and I repented and trusted him. Now, I told you all of that because of what happened next. Dimitri's wife, who also was an atheist, standing right next to Dimitri. And when Igor told about his depression and his struggle with alcohol and drugs, she spoke up and said, "I have a grandson that is depressed and struggling with alcohol and drugs." And Igor said, "Do you want me to pray for him?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "Isn't it ironic that somebody who says, 'I don't believe in God, but will you pray for my grandson?'" What irony. What cognitive dissonance, where they're entertaining two conflicting ideas at the same time. "I don't believe in God, but would you pray for my grandson? I don't believe there's a God of love, but pray for my grandson." Now, here's what he said as he used her last comments. "I have used the objection that Dimitri raised about evil in the world in witnessing to many people. I don't dwell long on the God of this world, but it catches people's interest and gives me the opportunity to share my testimony." Here's what I want to share with you. It's not a question of having no God. It's a question of whose God do you do have? Either the God of this world or the God of creation and the God of redemption and the God who's the Father of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the choice. You and I, by default, serve the God of this age, or we serve the one and true God as revealed in Jesus Christ. I want to go back to my anonymous letter. Randy, do you think it's possible that people feel at peace with you? Do you think it's possible that you have a non-threatening spirit? Do you think it's possible to see this as a blessing? Embrace this. Be blessed and be a blessing. What I'm telling you today is to choose, and asking you to choose, to believe in the God of creation, the God of redemption, the God of the cross, the God who loves you more than you love yourself, who loves you more than your husband loves you, more than your wife loves you, your parents love you, your children love you. And the proof is the cross. The proof is not a religious argument or debate. The proof is the cross. Don't ever forget that.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.